Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. So, have a new guest. He's an old guest. He's not an old guy, but he's an old person. Now, you can see him now. If you happen to be on Facebook, you can look at him live. Wow. My face might make it into that screen once in a while, but he's the celebrity. His name is Gary Henry. He'd been on before. Gary is somewhat of an expert in that he says he is fit for the call. Gary, you might want to explain that a little bit so that the listeners out there can have some idea as to where you're at. What's up, brother?
First, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Scott, for having me. I am not an expert on what my brother's speaking about. I know some things, but not everything. What'd you say? Did you mention Fit for the Call?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Well, okay, Fit for the Call is actually like my fitness ministry. I minister to people through fitness, the word of God. But with that being said, it's not a religious thing. It's about building relationships and helping people know who they are, who are broken and who have given up hope, build confidence in people. So that's what I do and, my calling, I should say. So I'm here at Whistle Radio with my dear friends, Mr. Scott Duncan. And it's a pleasure to be here, not just Scott, but behind the scenes, the people that you don't see that make this thing run.
Yeah, and actually, they just happen to be Jennifer and Patty.
Yes.
Patty, I believe, probably ran the show about an hour ago, if I'm not mistaken.
I did.
And Jennifer's, for those looking, she just snuck by here, but she's not leaving. she'll be back. One is kind of teaching the other, and I should be over there learning too, and I will as time goes by. But for the moment, we have some excellent production hands, and thank you ladies for being here.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Okay, today, Gary, you asked me a little earlier, well, what are we going to call this that we're talking about then? I think we'll go with the name Knowing and Being Known.
Yes.
And we'll expand upon that a little bit. But just that title, when you think of it, being known is a little scary. Knowing's a good thing, but if you want to be known, really known for who you are as opposed to just what you want to represent, some sort of intimacy has to come into play. And I really believe, after reading this a few times, that is what it's all about. And I put a caption at the top of that sheet there, Gary. You can probably see it. And it
Knowing
says,
and being known.
But just to the right of that, I put a little piece on
intimacy.
It.
Intimacy.
Yeah. And underneath
into
says,
me see.
Into me see. And, and that is probably what I'm trying to get at. You know, like, who are you really? You know, I mean, have you, like most people have not, kind of looked through who you were from the beginning until now, and then operating not so much on what that means to you as to just who you really are at the moment. So, so who are you, brother? What's going on here right now in your life? Where are you at? Are you a good place, bad place, in between?
Well, no, not in between. There's no in between. I'm in love with God. I'm in love with who I am and what God has done for me. He's blessed me to be a father and a grandfather. So those are my blessings, and I'm still counting one by one for now. Anyhow.
So when you say you're in, do you mean like Lloyd always says, I'm all in? You know,
I'm all in.
There's no turn back and so on and so forth. And
there is no turning back. Absolutely none. I mean, 23 years ago, 21 years ago, when I gave my life to the Lord, He gave me a song when I was cleaning up my music.
How did He give you that? That's something you know, sure listeners out there would be interested in. We talk like this sometimes in our little faith groups, but
this song,
those guys may not
So
even,
when I want to listen
faith.
To more wholesome music, because I used to listen to a lot of rap music that didn't have anything impacting on a positive note.
Okay.
So I had to clean up my music. And this one group called Anointed, They have a song called "For the Sake of the Call." I'm laying down my all. Turning back. I'm moving straight ahead. I'm on the right track, and it's all for the sake of the call. Little did I know, going fast forward, that I was going to have this ministry. So God gave me the anthem for the ministry. Cool. So I'm all in. I cannot be all in after what he's done for me. You know, so he's revealed so many things to me, my life, the things I didn't know, he did it. And that was through, I would say I've grown in, through intimacy with God, speaking with him moment by moment. Cause for me, church is not just on a Sunday. Prayer is not just on a Sunday. Prayer is moment by moment. Mm-hmm. So through that intimacy, God has revealed things to me because of that intimacy. So, cause God hides things for us, not from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a father with my kids.
Yeah.
I don't hide things from them in a way, but I'm still going to give it to them. You know, so intimacy.
Well, you know what they say in these programs too. They say if you don't give it away, you can't keep it. So,
true.
You know, that's another tact or another way to look at it.
Yep.
Just looking at the sharing that the Life Recovery people put out, Steve Artiver and Dr. Stoop.
Yeah.
And they entitled this one, which is in the way we work the program at Sharing the Burden, no matter where a meeting is going on today, they'll look at this sheet and they'll say, "Oh, step 11, what does that mean?" Well, that means that we are in the 11th month of the year, 12 steps, 12 months, and that we will focus on that step throughout the month of November, which is the 11th month. The day to the left, number 27, represents the date, and we have 30 for each month or each step. So this is obviously step 11, November, day 27, 27th of November, and it's called Knowing and Being Known, and it's relatively or basically about intimacy, and we put the caption "Into Me See," and I think that is, if you have two people in discussion, and each is allowing this "Into Me See" to go on, then you have intimacy. Because if they can see us and we can see them, you know, we're being real with each other. So, and, which is, you know, we can say that real easily, but can we do it? You know, can we live it? So, you know, I think you're an honest guy and, well, and so on, but I mean, I think the honesty goes further than that. I'll give you an example. We talk about, in this step, you know, seeking the will of, I'm going to use the word higher power, because I don't know what people are, who they're worshiping out there, if anything. We want it to, we want the program to, sound like it wants absolutely everybody to come and, you know, taste the kind of support we can give and see if it's for them. So we can't go around saying we're this or we're that, and even though we know who we are and what we are. But in this step, we hear something like we sought through prayer and meditation to improve this contact we have with this God we have, you know, if we have a God or whatever we believe in. And it says praying only for knowledge of the will of that entity or the will of God in your case. So in other words, we hear a lot about people praying, and what people usually pray about is stuff they want, things they want, lifestyle, that kind of thing. And yet here you, and we know these guys are experts, and they're saying, well, you know, you should just be asking, you know, what this sense of God wants you to do as opposed to what you think you should do that'll make everything better. And, and that's a good place to start here. But if you're going to have that kind of a relationship with anyone, anything, any entity, in order to do that, you, there's got to be communication. So, you know, that's to me in a nutshell with the church and the, you know, the, what do we call our friends, brothers of Islam there, to the mosque or, you know, wherever they meet and congregate to love and worship their God. So, that being said, how do we know whose will is whose? Whose is the Almighty's and whose is yours or whose is mine? I have a one way that is not biblical.
Yeah.
But it came from the Oxford group, which predates all of 12-step work.
Okay.
So we're going back to late 1800s, early 1900s, and so on. So the Oxford group said that, you know, we don't really know, and for someone who somehow has memorized the good book and knows every aspect of what we would call right or wrong or or righteous or sin, if we wanted to talk biblically. So, you know, what would we use? And they came up with these four absolutes, and they said, you know, if whatever you're discussing, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're trying to accomplish, if the situation, the subject, the person, the whatever can be lined up with these four absolutes, then you can take it that that's from the Almighty or from the good book, or that it's right as opposed to wrong. And they are, you know, is it absolutely loving? Is it absolutely honest? Is it absolutely pure? And is absolutely unselfish? Now, those, you know, they're big words, and they're words that mean a lot. I think if you could ever honestly, truly know 100% that any one of them was being fulfilled, you'd probably be close to the right track. To have all those four, to me, you'd have to be the Almighty, or you wouldn't be able to do it. So, so anyway, that's a good way to look at it. So is it loving? Well, you know, it's somewhat, is it honest? Well, you know, the way the human being thinks. So, so that's how we kind of determine, well, if it fits those things, must come from the good side of, whatever we believe, whether that's God or whatever. And if it, does not, and it's purely not, and it's obviously not, then it comes from the wrong side of town and don't use it, you know? So. Any comments on that as we, you know, what do you do? I know, like, you, you sound like you have a direct line and all that, but for most people out there, that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't, but, you know, here's the great thing. You know, like you said, different people have different beliefs. But all that being said, there's one key ingredient that ties everything together, and that's the word love. Love ties everything together. We have the ability, we all have the capability of loving one another if we want to. It's a choice, right? So I'm going to understand where you're coming from as best as I can, but I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you. I'll die to what I believe just so I can have that relationship with you, because I know who I am and I know what I'm not. And my will is to do what my father's called me to do. And it's to show love, like I was showing love. Despite all the craziness going on around me, the different things I face to this day, but I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm not trying to add to hate. I'm trying to squash hate. I'm not looking at color, so I just don't want to hear it anymore. So that's my choice. And for my choice, and how do I get rid of that? I just gotta love. There's a term that I don't know if you ever heard it. Kill them with love. Kill your enemy with love. It's like, why is this guy loving on me and I'm being this way to him? Because I love you, man. Even though I may cry later, but I'm going to love you.
What is it? You say love. What does that mean to you? Like, is love an action, or is it a feeling, or is it some combination?
No, love is also an action.
Okay, what's another word for love in the old good book that you love so much? It's charity. Faith, hope, and charity. Remember?
Faith, hope, charity.
Charity is love. So
serve
charity
one, serve,
says what?
Serve,
know, it says,
serve,
it
look,
says,
giving to the, looking out for the less fortunate, those who don't have anything. Who, you know what? I was actually saying to my friend today, I said, you know, I like Christmas and I feel very sad at Christmas. Because I know that there is somebody out there who's lost a loved one. The holiday time, you know, they don't have anybody. Meanwhile, nobody's paying attention to them. They feel so lonely, and there's millions of people shopping, people Black Friday, you know, it's just a sad time when it should be a joyous time. So if you can love, and even it doesn't take, you don't have to go far, you don't have to go downtown, it could be right here in Stouffville. Just people walking that are lonely people. And when you say hello to some people, it's like, whoa, what does he want? They're shocked when you say hello. And that should not be an offense. It shouldn't be, you're looking at me weird, because that's a problem if we can't show love. that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I can't change the world, but I can, one at a time is good. The mandate, if I wake up this morning, God put a smile on at least one person's face. That's my mandate every day, every God-given day. And that means a lot.
Yeah, it does. It does. It means a lot to the person you're talking to, too.
Right.
Once you get through that and
it's not, the cliche, you walk by, hello. No, engage. Mm-hmm. Look people in the eyeball if you can. You know, let them see that you mean what you say. You mean that hello. You mean that good morning. Because some people say good morning, my morning's not good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did I have a good morning? Didn't I have
a
good
morning? That's good too, though. I mean, even if it's not good, then you can, you know, well, is there anything I can, can we talk about it? I mean, is it something that has just happened? Is it where you are in life? I mean, you know, you can, there are ways. And what we do in the program is we share vulnerably in the hope that others will feel safe enough and trust in us enough just to share.
Yeah.
And share seems to be the beginning of all these things, no?
Yeah.
No matter where you do it or how you do it. So,
in order to do, like, to share, you have to build that relationship again because, you know, I don't know you, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to get to know each other? We got to get that relationship going, and that way, you know, we'll be more transparent, if you want to use that word, or feel free that we're going to, okay, we can talk now. Or I can see your expression. I can see your heart in your actions. It's not just you just talking and not meaning, because, you know, people are going to, they can tell when you're not telling the truth or you're being fake.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Gary, I like the saying that what you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Wow.
You know, and that kind of spells it out. For me, it just makes it, I'd better be who I am, because phoniness just, you know, emits bad vibes, and they're everywhere. You sense them right away, but
you can smell them.
I think if the that's true.
You can smell it.
If the heart's in the right place, though, or if it's even hiding a little bit, it can be warmed up enough to come out, just like you're saying here. So, you got the right attitude. And I think before we get on any other theme here, we should probably take a break and, I don't know, possibly pay a couple of bills. What do you think, ladies?
I think that'd be a fine idea.
So we'll be back shortly.